Thank you, and good afternoon. Officers with the Eureka Police Department responded to a report of a man who had suffered a gunshot wound to his leg in the 1400 block of McCullens Avenue early this morning. Around 3 a.m., officers found the victim lying on the sidewalk, and he was transported to the hospital for treatment of the wound to his upper leg. The victim awoke to at least two male suspects rummaging through his home stealing marijuana, and when the victim chased the suspects out to the street, one of the men shot the victim. Officers found a trail of marijuana leading from the victim's house to Allard Avenue. However, the suspects were not located in the area, and they remain at large. The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce hosted its second annual State of the City breakfast this morning as Fortuna City officials, residents, and business owners congregated to discuss all Fortuna-related topics. During the breakfast, officials announced the appointment of Arcata City Council member Mark Wheatley as the new Fortuna City manager, replacing interim city manager Randy Mendoza. Wheatley told the news desk that he is really excited for the great opportunity and that it'll be a great change for him. He also pointed to his experience in state government and feels that he brings a well-rounded skill set due to previous roles both as a member of staff and as an elected official. City officials are currently determining a date for when Wheatley will take over. Caltrans announced that Highway 299 in Trinity County has been reopened to local traffic for 2 hours each evening. The highway had been shut down due to two slides spanning over December and January, and local residents and motorists can expect 10 to 15 minute delays when traveling in the area. A reminder for residents in Eureka that public work crews will be out on the intersections of 14th and K Streets, as well as D and Trinity Streets throughout Friday. Crews will be performing water valve reconstruction at those locations, and water service will be shut off in and around the area from 9 tomorrow morning to 1 o'clock. There will be controlled traffic in the area as work is underway from 7 a.m. to 5. Dan Squire has news from the Yurok Tribe.
Fishermen and fishery-related businesses and local tribes could benefit from an emergency declaration issued by the United States Department of Commerce after it declared a disaster in 9 West Coast fishery regions. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said in a statement that he's grateful to the Commerce Secretary and to Congressman Jared Huffman for recognizing the immense impact that low fish runs have had on the Yurok people and the Klamath River. O'Rourke said that for two consecutive years, 2014 and 2015, juvenile salmon died off at alarming rates due to parasites and disease caused by low flows linked to the Klamath dams, and those losses had an impact last year and this year as well. It is now up to Congress to follow through on the disaster declaration and provide funding for the affected parties.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humble Bay Harbor District will hold a public meeting tonight at the D Street Neighborhood Center in Arcata, as the board will appoint one of three candidates to the District 3 commissioner seat. Stephen Coleman was elected as a Blue Lake City Council member back in 2012, and he has served in various roles on the Humboldt Waste Management Authority and Redwood Coast Energy Authority boards. Casey Allen is a member of the Fish and Game Council and was a former contract administrator and construction manager for AT&T. David Narum is the project manager for the Department of Energy and Technologies for the Blue Lake Rancheria Tribal Government and is also an adjunct professor and research associate at Humboldt State University. One of those three will be appointed to fill the seat that was vacated by Mike Wilson. The Rural County Representatives of California released its legislative focus for the upcoming year. The main focus, of course, remains on the resumption of payments in lieu of taxes for timber-rich counties such as Humboldt. For the past decade, the state has owed nearly $20 million to counties, and the RCRC plans to continue to work on legislation that makes payments mandatory. The agency will also sponsor legislation that would permit county tax collectors to collect locally imposed taxes on marijuana cultivation, production, and distribution through the county property tax roll, a measure supported by counties, specifically Humboldt. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.